sports. Reading.
The Olympic Games. Every 4 years, athletes from all over the world take part in the Olympic Games. Both the Summer and Winter Olympic Games are held every 4 years. The Winter Olympic Games are usually held 2 years before the Summer Olympic Games. The ancient Olympic Games began around the year 776 BC in Greece. Many of the sports were the same as they are now. Some of the games in which the young men competed were running, jumping, and wrestling. Women were not allowed to take part in the games. After about the year 393 AD, the Olympic Games stopped. For centuries, there were no Olympic Games, but they were not forgotten. The first Olympic Games in modern times happened in 1896. They were held in Greece, the country in which the Games were born. In the Games, there were 311 competitors from just 13 countries. After that, more and more countries joined in the Games. In 2000, over 10,000 athletes from nearly 200 countries went to Sydney, Australia for the 27th Olympic Games. There are 300 different events in the Games. Horse riding, hammer throw, and shooting are some of the more unusual events. The Olympic motto is faster, higher, stronger. It means that every athlete should try to run faster, jump higher, and throw further. They do their best to win medals. In the 1984 Olympic Games, Carl Lewis from the USA won 4 gold medals in track and field and became one of the best sportsmen in the 20th century. In Sydney, the Chinese team got 28 gold medals, ranking 3rd of all the competing countries. Many of the Chinese medals were won in diving and gymnastics, and also in events such as weightlifting and shooting. Following the history-making success in the 2000 Sydney Olympic Games, China won another great competition in 2001, which was not for a medal. It was the competition between countries to host the Olympic Games. In 2008, the 29th Olympic Games will be held in Beijing. To make it the best ever Games, the capital city will make several big changes. New buildings and sports venues will be built. More trees will be planted, and new roads will be built. The people of Beijing and of the whole country will be preparing to light the Olympic torch to welcome athletes and sports fans from all over the world.
Integrating skills. Reading and writing. Yao Ming. Born September 12, 1980 in Shanghai, China. Height, 2.26 meters, 7.5 feet. Weight, 134 kilograms. Position, center. Club, the Houston Rockets. In his last season with the Shanghai Sharks, Chinese superstar basketball player Yao Ming scored 32.4 points per game. Now the big man from China is helping the Houston Rockets in the NBA. Yao Ming has more than just size. He also has great skill and speed, and he is a team player. Yao Ming is the son of two great basketball players and learned how to play one of the world's most popular games when he was young. Now, as one of the stars in the NBA, Yao Ming is working hard to live his dream and show the world that Chinese basketball players love this game too. Workbook. Unit 8. Sports. Integrating skills. Reading. for the love of the game. I love this game. We have heard Michael Jordan and other sports stars tell us about their love for their sport. It is probably true that they do love their game, but what about those who don't make lots of money? Thousands of unknown athletes work hard every day to become the best in their sport. Many of them train after work and pay for their own trips and equipment. And even if they do become the best, they may never be as famous as the big stars, so why do they do it? For many athletes, the Olympic Games is the only time when they will be watched by millions of people. Many medals will be won by these unknown heroes. Fencing is one of the sports that we don't hear too much about. In the next Olympic Games, France will be represented by three fencers. Here is what one of them says about her sport. Fencing is a difficult and fast sport. Matches will be won or lost in a matter of seconds. People often think it is difficult to see who scores. Marie is training hard for the Olympic Games, but she also has to work. My boss is very nice and helps me work and train at the same time, Marie says. I sometimes wish I could make as much money as Michael Jordan, but I don't mind. I only care about getting better and about competing for my country. The Olympic Games are a special experience, and I am proud to be part of the Games. Another sport we may not know much about is the hammer throw. One of the proud athletes in the next Olympic Games will be a 30-year-old hammer thrower lover, John Peterson. John trains several hours every day, and his sport is a large part of his life. John loves his sport. You cannot make money if the hammer throw is your sport. That doesn't matter to me. I love the hammer throw. Much money will be made by the superstars of sport, but for athletes like John and Marie, the reward will be to compete with other great athletes from around the world. When the next Olympic Games is being held, look for the unknown athletes. The spirit of the Olympic Games will be shown in their love for the game.